Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis with the last line with the words of Maihi. Just to remind ourselves, the Gemara was saying, Rabbi Shimon, what is he going to do with the drasha of Yain Veshecha Yazir? That should have both newer wine and older wine. So why do you need both? Why do I need that? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon's going to be Dorish, that you can't have mitzvah, kiyain, or shus. Just mitzvah wine is usher, just like regular wine. So the Gemara asks Maihi, what exactly? That's where we're holding. Last line, again, of Gimel Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored by Lila Nishpas Shulam, Nishpas Yaakov, Nishama Shav Aliyah. So the Gemara asks Mahi, what exactly is the mitzvah that you are avoiding by when you become a Nazir? So the Gemara says, Kiddushas of Avdalsa, having wine. We know having Kiddush and Havdalah, having a cup of wine for that. So that's the mitzvah. I would have thought maybe there's a Havamina that you should be Chayev, so that you know the Pasuk could tell me you're not allowed to have it when you're a Nazir. So the Gemara asks, Hare Mushpa Me'omed Alav Mehar Sinai. So this is a question exactly what the Gemara means over here. When you have this Lashon of Mushpa Vilmar Harsinai, we know that we have a Chiyuv, we accepted upon ourselves to accept the Kol HaTorah Kula when at Harsinai. And you know, all our neshamas are there, so every single person is Mushpa Vilmar Harsinai. That's why a person, it's one of the nafkaminas between a Neder and a Shvua. If a person says a Shvua that he's not putting on Tefillin, or he's not going in the sukkah, or something like that, so then it's not Chal, because it's on him, and he has Mushpa Vilmar Harsinai to put on Tefillin every single day. However, when it comes to a neder, then it would be able to be chal. So here we're talking about when it comes to the lashon of a nazir. So the Gemara is asking, seemingly rhetorically, like, is this like in the category that it's a mitzvah medaresa that I would have thought that it should be chayav, and the pasuk needs to go out of its way to tell me that you're not lechora? There's no question that yes, saying kiddush on Friday night, according to the pashtas of the Gemara, and the way almost every older shouldn't learn that, in some form or another is daresa. But who says that it's daresa to make it with a cup of wine? If I just say it, we don't in davening, you're yotze already by Friday night when you say it in davening, you're yotze the mitzvah daresa. So says the Gemara, you're right. So rather, it's not that a mitzvah d'oraisa. Rather, kiya d'amar Rava shvua she'eshte v'chozer v'amar harini nazir as nizuras chayla al shvua. So rather, the mitzvah that we're discussing is a person who makes a shvua to say that he's going to drink wine, and then he right afterwards, like an hour later, he says he's going to become a nazir. So the pasuk says v'lo seshava bin l'shakir. You're not allowed to make my swear falsely. So the person who makes a shvua would be violating his shvua the moment that he accepts his naziras, because he says shvua sheshta. Let's say he says he's going to swear to drink today. Then immediately later, an hour later, he says he's going to become a nazir. I would have a minute that it's not chal. So the Gemara says as naziras chal al shvua. So here the naziras is on top of the shvua, and that's the chiddush of the pasuk that it's usher for him to drink wine. Now again, mishvua you're not allowed to, but the neder is so this is one of the rayas maybe that nazir is more similar to a neder, because if it was a shvua, then why don't we say the halacha of mushma v'omer har sinai? And so that lachora, we don't say that because the pasuk is coming out its way to teach you that you don't drink, you don't have the wine even when you make a shvua. It is interesting to note that it might not be the reading of the Gemara, because there actually are. I said as never pashit that making kiddush on wine is not a daraisa. There actually is a few rishonim. I think Rabbeinu Yonah and others in Brachos in the sugya over there that actually learn that kiddush on Friday night on a cup of wine is the araisa. So according to them, it could mean actually harimush bavil marsina that you actually taken literally that he actually has a chiyum midaraisa to say kiddush v'avdallah. How could he uprue that? And then the Gemara would be answering and reverting to a case where you made the shvua yourself, not that it was a chiyum on klai. So you added the shvua, so you added it to yourself, and then that shvua, and then the nezer specifically only by that case would work. It could be another read of the Gemara based on those other rishonim over here. Very fascinating Gemara. Fine, so then the Gemara now asks, according to this, what do the Rabbanan do with the Lashon of Yain v'Shechar? Again, Yain is new wine, and Shechar over here is talking about older wine, aged wine. So the Gemara asks, what are you doing with that drasha? Hami Ba'ilei, so that pasuk is needed, la'esor Yain mitzvah ki'ayin rishus, meaning, so they used the drasha before for a different limud. The Rabbanan said that the Yain v'Shechar is to teach you that it says both, because that a nazir is going to be usher, even if he has only mekabel himself to not have, let's say, grape products. So then he's a nazir for everything. He can't be metamel mesim, he can't cut his hair. He's a full-fledged nazir. And that was the limud he had because of the pasuk says yain v'sheichel. Gemara said, but wait a second, this is a very good drasha that Reb Shimon has. What is the Gemara going to, what are the Rabbanah going to do to teach you this halacha that if a person makes a shvua to drink wine on that day and then an hour later makes a neder, how do I know that the nazirus is chal? So the Gemara says, "Imkein limakra miyain." It should have said "yain v'sheichar." It said "miyain v'sheichar," because it should say "miyain." That alone would have taught me that a nazir is usher to drink to drink the mitzvah wine that he made his shvuah for? What is vishichar? It could have just said miyayin is the riboy. What is miyayin? The mem is the. It should have said yayin shechar. Mem isn't a riboy, and there's a riboy from shechar, so we can learn from an atarte. We can learn two different things. We can learn both that a person makes a nazirus on partial nazirus, like on one aspect of the nazirus, he's a full fledged nazir. And the second halacha we can learn is that a person. That a person who is going to be to make a shvua not to drink wine and then makes a nazirus, so an hour later the nazirus is chali, cannot drink wine. Fine. So the Gemara now asks Rabbi Shimon. Now we're up to Rabbi Shimon. What is he going to do with the lashon haynu tamei dekasav shechar? So what is he going to do with that? There's extra riboy. So he's going to say that it says shechar to teach you la lufei shechar shechar lemikdash, meaning the double drasha. The other lashon of Sheikhar, you're right, is there extra riboy. So he's learning out from Me Yain, he agrees to that. So what's the extra drasha of Sheikhar? He's learning out a Gzeirah Shava. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, we have in the reference to the Kohen coming into the Beis HaMikdash, Yain v'Sheikhar al teisht atav v'necha itach. The wine and Sheikhar you shall not drink, you and your children with you. That's talking about right after Nadav and Aviyu. They had died. So, by right, Bekorban Eish Zarlath Hashem. So the Pasuk says, right after, you shouldn't drink Sheikhar and you shouldn't have wine. So what sheikhar maga be nazir yain and delitzer of al shar mashkin lo, that just like when it comes to a nazir, it's only wine. It's newer wine and older wine that's usher. So that's what it means. So afka be mikdash nami must mean yain and delitzer of al shar mashkin and mishtakrin lo. Other beverages which are going to be like, alcohol, like any schnapps or something like that, would not be usher for a kohen coming into the Beis HaMikdash. That would not be usher. It would only be the isher is going to be only by yain. So the Gemara says, and that actually is coming to the exclusion of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. This time Rabbi Yehuda learns out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achal Devela Ke'ilis. If a Kohen ate a type of pressed figs from Ke'ila. A Ke'ila is a name of a place, apparently. So then, Rishasa Devash V'chalav, and or if he drink, they had some type of intoxicating honey and milk. Your person's going to get drunk off of it. V'nichnas L'mikdash Chayav, you're going to be Chayav. So Rabbi Yehuda understands that Sheikhar is literally any intoxicating beverage, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon understands that it is not talking about that, rather, it's only Dafka talking about wine. So apparently the Rabbanan, who use the word Sheikhar in reference to Nazir, they don't have this Gzira Sheva. So apparently they would have to understand that they would have to hold, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that any Sheikhar is going to be Usher, because they don't have the Gzira Sheva to teach you Sheikhar only means wine. So if you don't have that, then the Pashto says Sheikhar is all types of alcoholic beverages, or anything that gets you, and not just even alcoholic, milk and honey that can make you drunk. Sometimes I don't know what type of milk and honey they had, but apparently it's some sort of thing that made them ability to get drunk. So that would be a problem to drink as well coming into the Mikdash. Or the Gemara says, Ibai Seim, another answer. Rabbi Shimon Leisle Isser Chalal Isser. Maybe Rabbi Shimon in general doesn't hold that there's an Isser. Chalal Isser, you can have an Isser that's superimposed on another Isser. Desanya, as we learn from Abraisa. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Al-Ilcha Nevela B'Yom HaKippur in Pater. If someone eats Nevela on Yom Kippur, he's going to be Pater from a Korban Chattis. Now, Nevela, obviously, right, that's an animal that doesn't have Shechita, just dies on its own. There's an Isser Deraisa to eat it. So someone who eats Beshogig on Yom Kippur normally have to bring a Chattis as a kapara for eating on Yom Kippur. Rav Shimon's mechadish that since the meat was, let's say, the nevela came about already before Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur's on a Tuesday. So Monday the animal died, and then you eat the animal by accident on Yom Kippur. You forget it was Yom Kippur. You forget it was an animal that was nevela. You thought it was kosher. You thought it was a regular Tuesday, not Yom Kippur. So the halacha is, according to Rav Shimon, you don't need to bring a korban chatas because it was in Isser Chal Isser, since it already was a chi of nevela, and a chi of nevela is not chayav achatas, so therefore, because it's not chayav karis chilu nevela, so therefore you're not going to be chayav a korban chatas for eating on Yom Kippur because you don't have an iser chal al iser. That apparently is the shita of Rabbi Shimon that we see from over here. So the Gemara is saying that even though in general Rabbi Shimon's understanding that ein iser chal al iser, the whole idea that the lashon of sheikhar is mentioned to teach you that over here we do say iser chal al iser, meaning generally in Kol HaTorah Kula we don't say it, but since the pasuk goes out of its way to teach you that you're going to be chayav yain v'sheikhar, that's telling you that even a mitzvah wine, which a person is obligated himself by a shvuah to drink, is going to be usher based on the fact that it is going to be something we're going to assume that Isser is Chal Isser. Because if you don't assume that way, then a person would not be chayv in such a case. So let's say a person makes a shvua to asur himself from drinking wine, and then he says he's going to be a nasir. So according to that, according to Shimon, he's going to be chayv two different korbanos if he does it, or chayv malkos if he does it on purpose. Because over here we apparently learn that Isser is Chal Isser when it comes to nazirus. So if a person says he's a nazir during Yom Kippur when it's already usher for him to drink. Apparently, if he drinks in Yom Kippur, then he would be chayav two different sets of malchus. The Rabbanan would disagree with Reb Shimon. They understand that in Kol HaTorah Kula, let's say eating the veil in Yom Kippur, you would say Isser Chalal Isser, and therefore we would say that you would bring a korban. He would bring a korban chattis because the Isser of Yom Kippur is superimposed on the Isser of Nevela, even though the Nevela happened first. So they don't have to learn Yain V'Sheichar to teach you that it applies to Nazirus. They say that it's already able to be learned to Nazirus because in Kol HaTorah Kula it's learned. So we don't need it, and therefore they're able to learn that's the drasha that from the Lashon of Yain V'Sheichar. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan Nami, but according to Rabbanan Haksiv, Mikol Asher Yasa Megefen Yain. What do they do with the other pasuk? Rabbi Shimon learned out also anything that's made from the Gefen V'Yain. So there, that was extra pasuk, was Rabbi Shimon's source, the idea that a Nazirus is not valid if it applies only to one thing. So what did Rabbanan do with this drasha? So Amr Lecha Rabbanan, Rabbanan going to respond, Hasam, Limed Al Isser Nazir, is teaching you that the Isser of Nazir, Shem Itzarf and Zemzeh, that they combine with one to another to make up the minimum shear to be Chayav. That meaning, if a person has the seeds from the grape and then the skins of the grape, so each his half of each of those, each half of gazayas, that can be the shear that he'd be chayav malchus for. Each of their mitzarf to the shear that he'd be chayav malchus. So the Gemara says that I know where Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara points out Rabbi Shimon leits leitziruf. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold to this concept. He holds that you're always chayav malchus for violating an iser derais. It doesn't matter how much you have. The idea of having less than a shear is only for a korban, according to Rabbi Shimon, as we're about to see. Desanya kol shula malchus. Rabbi Shimon understands that even any iser derais, the person eats the smallest amount, you're chayav malchus. So why do you have kazayas? From kazayas and then a korban. The Chachamim only say the idea of a kazayas, that halacha of Moshe Sinai, is only with reference to bringing a korban chatas. Apparently, a korban chatas is the required amount, is to have a shear of kazayas, but anything less than that would not be chayav. So when it comes to the nazir, that it's not usher by karis, but only by malchus, so there is no chatas. So by talking about the iser of a nazir. So therefore, there would have no relevance to assume that the shear should be mitzarif. So therefore, the Reb Shimon wouldn't have this drasha at all, because he doesn't need this drasha. So that's why he argues, he says the drasha is open drasha. Everyone agrees there's a riboy over here. There is something to learn. We're just trying to figure out what it is. So according to Rabbanan, they're able to learn over here that you can mitzarif the grape skin and the seeds. However, Reb Shimon says you don't need that, because at the end of the day, you're chayav, even if you eat the smallest amount of grape skins or seeds, even on purpose. Even if it's less than a kazayas, you'd be chayav. And that's why he doesn't need the drasha at all. Fine, next Mishnah. Hareini kiv Shimshon. If a person says he's like Shimshon, we know Shimshon Agibor was the Malach told Manoach, his father, that he should be a Nazir. We're going to actually talk about this in Hemshech, because that's a Shaila. Did the father then go ahead and make the Nazirus on the son or not? That's going to be a subject to debate, but everyone, right? He definitely was a Nazir. But, or you say, kiv Benoach, I am like Ben Noach, the son of Manoach, right? The son of Noach was Shimshon, kibal Delila. He was the husband of Delila. Kimisha Daltas Aza, he tore down the gates of Aza and killed the Plishtim there, that's how he died. Kimisha Nekra Plishtim is Eina, those of the Plishtim poked out his eyes. Interesting why actually the Gemara uses it in different order. Because right, actually first was Akadosa, I think. Maybe I'm wrong actually. Maybe the gates of Aza are talking about early, not the end of it. Okay, I'm not sure. Kimisha Plishtim is Eza Nazir Shimshon. He is Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon is Alacha Torah Shabal Peh, that we assume that a person is able to be Matame Lamesin. The Gemara is going to discuss what the differences are, but that's one halacha. Lama le Mishnah kol halacha. So why is it necessary for the Mishnah to tell you that you need every single one of these? It sounds like they're all ma'akiv, that you need to say you're like Shimshon, Aben Menoach, and Kabal Delila. You need to say all of them. So the Gemara says, yeah, you in fact do need all of them. Tzricha de'iam ratarina kishon. You say like Shimshon. No, you don't know friends who are Shimshon. We know some Shimshons. Avi, I mean Shimshon achriya. So you want to be like your friend Shimshon. You're telling yourself that you want, I don't know, Shimshon is very good at giving tzedakah. So you have to talk like your friend Shimshon. Kamashon kevei Manoach. You say, no, I'm like a ben Manoach. Again, if you talk like a ben Manoach, maybe also, I mean, you could imagine, I'm not sure if familiar with anyone whose name is Manoach. I don't think I don't know anyone. But anyway, you could be talking about a Manoach, your friend. So also ben Manoach. Kamashon kebal Delila. Then you have to say about Delila, because all three, you commission a place to Mesenov. When you have all those included, then Pashut, obviously, then that is going to be somebody who is obviously referring to Shimshon, and it could be nobody else. So the Shaila is, then what about when you mention one of the three in the Mishnah? Is that going to be enough if you don't necessarily mention Ben Manoach, let's say? If a person says like Baal Delila or Kimishnek Rabanaza, so that is Shaila. If you don't mention those, so Lechorei, maybe you'd be another Shimshon, since these are going to be definitive, identifying characteristics of Shimshon, but it's not clear. It sounds like the Gemara that they're all Ma'akiv. So that's a Shaila in the Rishonim. The Rush talks about this other Rishonim. I'll handle this point. So the Mishnah continues, Ma ben Nazir Olam le Nazir Shimshon. What is the difference between a permanent Nazir and a Nazir Shimshon? A Nazir Olam is going to be, they're both, I think, Torah Shabal Peh. So both of them are going to be a lifelong thing, but the Nazir Olam is going to be different. He's able to cut his hair now. We're going to see Nazir Olam, a Nazir for life. Ichbit Sa'arof, his hair is growing very heavy and it's very annoying for him. Mekel Batar Mevi Shalos Behemos. He's allowed to trim his hair with a razor, when it's very heavy, he's not allowed to shave his whole head. However, a standard Nazir is not allowed to do this, even if it's heavy. So that's, again, these are all halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Apparently, these both the halachas and the idea of a Nazir Olam are all halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So the halacha is that he has to bring the korbanas, that the Nazir, right, that's the special halacha, you have to bring an Ola, he has to bring an Ola, and also a Chatas, and a Shlamim. So im nitma, however, if it becomes Tameh, maybe korban tumah. So he would have to be chayv to bring a korban tumah, like a standard Nazir. Just like a standard Nazir to bring all those korbanos and wait the 7-day parsis to become tar, so too he would have to do that. Nazir Shimshon, in the case of a Nazir Shimshon, the halacha is, hechbid sa'aro eno mekel, that if his hair is growing very heavy, he's not able to cut his hair. Because a Nazir Shimshon is for life, but he's like a standard Nazir, who's never ever allowed, with any exception, to cut his hair. V'im nitma eno mevi korban tumah. And if he becomes Tameh, he's not going to have to bring a korban tumah. The Gemara is going to discuss whether that means this is only b'di'avid. It sounds like it's b'di'avid, but we're going to see that maybe that doesn't mean that. Maybe that means that even lechatchila he can become Tameh. So it says the Gemara, Nazir Olam, man dechashmei. When we were discussing a Nazir Olam, the Mishnah is all of a sudden talking about a Nazir Olam. So the Gemara points out, you're right, chsirim echshev achiktani, that the Mishnah's text is actually missing something, and it's read the following. We pointed out that the Gros says, whenever you say chsirim echshera, it's not actually that it's amended, but it should be understood as if it's amended. Ha'omer, the Mishnah is never amended. Not deficient Mishnayos. We understand we have a Masorah for the right Mishnayos. It just means that we're as if we're amending it, that it should read the following. Ha'omer, Areni Nazir Olam. If someone says, I am a Nazir Olam, Arei's a Nazir, he's going to be a Nazir. So the Mishnah continues and says, Ma'be Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon. What's the difference at the end of the day between a Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? Nazir Olam, Hechbit Sa'aro, Meka Batara, maybe Shalosh Behemos. He's allowed to cut it with the hair and then bring three korbanos. Imnitma, maybe korbantuma. Nazir Shimshon, Eich Bitzaro, Eino Meka Bitzar, then he goes there, he's not allowed to cut it with a razor. Turning on to the next time. But now, Ve'eno, maybe, Korban Tuma, and he does not bring a Korban Tuma. So the Gemara says, Lachora to deal, Korban de Lamaise, Lachora, it sounds like you don't bring a Korban Tuma, it sounds like you're not allowed to become Tame. You don't bring a Korban, says the Gemara. That's the deal. Abal Naziros, Chaylale, but Lachora, he is actually usher to become Tame. Which the Gemara is wondering, which Shita in Tanaim is this? Mani Mas Nisan, Lachora, it's not an opinion that we're familiar with. It's Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Shimon. It's neither Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. The sign is we learn on the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nazir Shimshon Mutar L'Tameh Mimesim. Shekein Masinu B'Shimshon Tzitba. We see Rabbi Yehuda says another Shimshon is permitted to become Tameh L'Mesim because we see Shimshon became Tameh. The Gemara is going to see exactly what Psukim later in the Amen, where that comes from. Rabbi Shimon Omer, HaOmer Nazir Shimshon, a person says he's another Shimshon. Lo amar klum shalomatina b'shimshon shiatzas is nizirus bepiv. We never found anywhere that Shimshon had explicitly made a nizirus. Again, the Malach told Manoach that his son should be a nazir, but he never see anywhere that Manoach himself had declared, or that his father had declared, or that we see a father. We're going to see later in the Gemara, and much later, that the Gemara is going to discuss that a father could declare his son a nazir. That is the ability of a father. But and also, we never see that Shimshon himself accepted upon himself. So this was just a specific Gzeres Kasuv Kila Hashem telling Manoach that his son should be a Nazir, but not in the, for anybody else. So therefore, you say you're a Nazir Shimshon, it means nothing because it doesn't mean anything for us. Only Shimshon was a Nazir. So Gemara says, "Money. Who is our Mishnah?" Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afilu Lechatchila. Rabbi Yehuda would say that a Nazir Shimshon, even Lechatchila, is permitted to become Tameh. Umasnisik Tani Ibnit Ma. But the Diak in our Mishnah says, if he became Tameh, that Lechora, if he became Tameh, then it's Inam Evi Korban. But it sounds like B'di'evid, you became Tameh, meaning you should ideally not become Tameh. But that's against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, now if it's Rabbi Shimon, Ha'omer lo chayla Nazirus klal. Rabbi Shimon understands that there is no concept of a Nazir Shimshon, because Nazir Shimshon was a specific gzera min shamayim that should be given to Shimshon when given to his father by the Malach Hashem. But that's not for anybody else, any other regular person. So the Gemara says, "No, Olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, our Mishnah can follow the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that it's lechachila. Aye, what about the diuk? So the Gemara points out, no, just stylistically we have this diuk. Va'ayde dektane gabi nazir olam im nitma, but just like the Mishnah says regarding to a nazir olam, if he becomes tamei, which apparently is telling us it sounded over there, it actually is because it is usher for nazir olam to become tamei. Then he has to bring korbanos. So stylistically, he's to remember again, he has to memorize the Mishnayos tananami gabi nazir shimshon im nitma." Right, if he becomes Tameh. To teach you only, it sounded like, as we have it just stylistically, leave it the same, but it really is Lechachila. So now the Gemara wants to analyze the machlokas between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. What are they arguing about? Lema beplukta dahani tanai kemiflagi. Maybe Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda are arguing about the following machlokas tanayim. This nun, as we learn in a Braisa, Hare alai ki bechor. If someone says that this loaf is usher to me just like a bechor. So generally when it comes to a nazir, we know that a person is able to make a neder, something which is otherwise permitted to him. That's the idea that's, right? Let's say they're like making it like a korban to you, a konim, all those things. That's called hatfasa. That you're attaching a permitted item and you're saying it's going to be compared to an usher item. And therefore the neder is going to give it the status of whatever you're trying to be matbisen onto. So the shaila is, over, when it comes to that, so then, hare alai ke bechor. If a person says over here that this loaf is like a bechor, so the question by a bechor becomes, is that considered a davar hanidar? Because does it have to be something or davar asr? Meaning, a davar hanidar is something which is inherently, was asr only by a person who made it asr. Right? Like a korban. You say it's gonna be like a korban shlamim. So that's pashut, that's davar hanidar. Because the standard, the animal is permitted, and you had the ability to make it asr. This is in contrast to a davar asr, which is something like, let's say, like chazir. Chazir is inherently asr, and therefore you're not allowed to have a hadfasa on a davar asr. So that's a shaila. Now the Gemara has a shaila about Rabbi Yaakov Oser and Rabbi Yudimati. When it comes to bechor, what category are you putting on it? Because at the end of the day, you don't need to be makdish a bechor. It's automatically kadosh. So therefore, maybe it's similar to a davar asr, because inherently it was from kedusha merech, and the moment it's born, it's kadosh. So that's the machlokas over here between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi. Do we assume that you need a davar hanidar? Does it have to be something which you have the ability to be able to say that this is going to be a korban? Or even though it's narrowly a korban, it's still going to be mutter for you to make it as usher to you. So the Gemara says, Lachor, what's the machlokas Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara says, my love, the fact that a bechor, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's mutter, and according to Rabbi Yaakov, that's usher, isn't this Rabbi Yehuda would understand that a nazir is very similar to that? Nazir Shimshon, several like Rabbi Yaakov, he holds like Rabbi Yaakov, damar lo bein davar nidar. You don't need the neder to be something which is going to be something that it itself is able to be forbidden by you making it forbidden. That it was, even though it's something inherently usher, it's still going to be able to make it as hatfasa. And therefore, when it comes to Nazir Shimshon, even though that was told by the Malach, and it wasn't even a human designation to make it, to make him Kadosh, so we're apparently understanding that that would be something which Hatfasa does apply to, and similarly, you would be able to make Hatfasa on everything, even something which is inherently Asr. L'chor, then you'd maybe be able to make Hatfasa even on Davara Asr, or also, I don't know why, at this point in the Havamina, we're going to reject this anyway, but in this point in Havamina, I'm assuming maybe also even a Davar HaAsar. So where it says Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon who understands that a neder, which refers to a Nazir Shimshon, is not going to be effective, then he's going to hold like Sever Lach Rabbi Yossi. He Lachora holds like Rabbi Yossi, Damar Bina Davar Hanidar, and that's why it doesn't work, because Nazir Shimshon was not a Davar Hanidar, and therefore it didn't work. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a Yesod HaMachlokas, because everybody agrees that you need Davar HaNidar. Lo, Tekulei Alma Beinan Davar HaNidar. Everybody agrees that in general you need something which you have the ability itself to make Aser, like a Korban. So right, a Korban Shlomim or something like that. So rather, Vashani Gabi Bechor. Bechor is different. Tekhsiv Bei La Hashem. It specifically says to Hashem, which is an extra, obviously it's going to Hashem. Right? Yish Kidur Neder Hashem. Who are you doing in the Neder? Right, so you have to listen to what you say. So what does it say La Hashem? That's Riboy L'Rabos is a Bechor, to include a Bechor as being Hatfasa too. Normally it shouldn't be something which is Shayach to Lachos of Hatfasa, because in nature it definitely is something which immediately is Kadosh, and therefore it therefore is not a Davar Anidar, but still La Hashem teaches you that this specific example is going to tell you that a Bechor has the ability to become Kadosh to assume that a Bechor is going to be able to be like a Davar Anidar in this example. So the idea about Rabbi Huda understands that when we're talking about Shimshon, he would agree that Davar Anidar is only the way you're able to have it. However, he's going to understand that the idea of Nazir Shimshon, that was similarly just Kolkulo from Hashem. We don't see that, right? And we assume that he made a neder maybe after the angel told him to. And therefore, it is a Davar Anidar. That's what we're assuming. And according to Rabbi Huda. Again, according to that, so we were assuming that it's a Xeris Akasiv that it would work for Bechor, and when it comes to Nazir Shimshon, if Nazir Shimshon is Chal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a Davar Anidar. No, maybe it is a Davar Anidar. Maybe Shimshon had to go back and establish himself a Nazir, or his father at least. Somebody had to make him a Nazir. Fine. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi, who doesn't accept the idea that a Bechor is going to be Kaddish like Rabbi Yaakov. So Amar Lacha, Chavubele, Lashem, Yvaila, Larabas, Chatas, V'Ashem. No. Lashem is telling you that a Chatas V'Ashem is a Davar that can work by Hatfasa. That it works by a Chatas V'Ashem. So, and why would I think an Chatas V'Ashem is not something which is Davar neither? Because at the end of the day, it's not something you could bring voluntarily. Only a person who is chayav, he violated Shabbos by accident, then he's going to be chayav achatas. Or he, right, whatever, all the ashamas that you have. Right? He became a Metzorah. or Shivchachariyabiyot, whatever it is that he's Chayav Matzorah for. These are things you can't choose them. So therefore, since it's not something you have the ability to choose, I would have thought maybe also the Hadfasa doesn't work for them. So Lashem teaches you Lerabos, Asham, and Echata. So the Gemara asks, why did he assume that both of them seemingly are not a Davar Hanidar? Both Asham and Asham are not Davar Hanidar, and neither is the concept of neither is the Bechor either. So why is it that he chose to Lerabos at the Chatas Vashem and not the Mirabe the Bechor? So it says the Gemara, Mara Yisrael Chatas Vashem Lo Tzis the Bechor. Why did Rabbi Yossi want to include the Chatas Vashem as a Dover that is subject to Hadfasa from the Riboy and not a Bechor? Why not say Bechor and exclude Chatas Vashem? So the Gemara says, Marbani Chatas Vashem Shekein Matvisim Benidar Umotzi Anis a Bechor Shein Matvisim Benedar. That when it comes to Chatas Vashem at the end of the day, you still need to be Makdish it. That someone who brings a Chatas Vashem, he's Chayv to bring an Chatas Vashem, he has to actually designate that particular animal and say, Rei, Hareza Ula, Hareza Chatas, Hareza, whatever, Kwanzi Vashem, he has to still designate it. And since it's something that the person needs to be Makdish, then it's something which therefore is going to be stronger. And that's why he thinks that the Reboy is specifically talking about those things could be Shayach to Hadfasa. For Rabbi Yaakov, what is Rabbi Yaakov going to counter? It's a good argument that Rabbi Yossi is making. Amar lach, he's going to say, Bechor nami matpisa b'neder hu. A Bechor also is, because it's such a thing that is matpisa b'nezer, designated by a neder. Desan, as we learn in a b'raisa, shel beis Rabbeinu Amar. Beis Rabbeinu is referring to like beis Rabbi, Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Where do I know that a person who has a Bechor in his flock, that he has a chiyuv, he has a mitzvah rather, to make it kadosh, shenemar azachar taktish. So we're learning over there that even though it's kadosh merechem, still the Torah is giving you a mitzvah to personally declare it kadosh. In which case, it's very similar to a chatas v'asham in that regard, that you still have to be makdish it. And then Rabbi Yossi's whole idea is lechora is no raya anymore. So the Gemara asks, okay, that's a good point. What is Rabbi Yossi going to counter? Rabbi Yossi amar lach niyid a mitzvah lagdisho. However, yes, granted, it is a mitzvah. However, ilomakdish le'maylo kadosh. Is it still not going to be kadosh? Pashut, it would be. Masha'inkim, when it comes to chatas asham, that is not the case. Chatas asham that you're not makdish are not going to be kadosh. So that's why I marbe a chatas asham and not a bechor. So says the Gemara now. Well, wait a second. So the Gemara asks. So again, me'elo kadosh, lomakdish le'maylo. The Gemara says, gabe nazir, nami aksiv la'ashem. But with regards to a nazir, also it says la'ashem. So why did Rav Shimon not use that idea, Lashem, to teach you that a Nazir Hashem should be valid? Because even though normally, again, it's not a Dover that has Hadfasa, but it would be something which is therefore valid because of the Gzeres HaKasuv, the Reboit. So he says, no, because Rabbi Shimon needs it for a different Rosh HaMubayelelechidisanya. Amar Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon HaTzadik. He was a Mishari Antis Gedola, right? One of the greatest Kohen Gedolim. He was a Mishari Antis Gedola. We have in Mishnah Novos. So Shimon HaTzadik, Miyameis, he said, he was a Kohen Gadol, and he never ate from the Asham, every Nazir became Tameh. Because he was afraid, as we mentioned already in yesterday's daf, that when it comes to Nazir who's Tameh, we're afraid that really now he regrets the fact that he's going to become a Nazir. Because he now has to keep it, let's say he kept 20 days already. So now he has to do a whole nechah time, almost to double the amount of time. He has to do another 30 days. He is doing it for 50 days. And he also has to wait the 7-day period. We're afraid that he doesn't want to do it anymore. So he never wanted, because of that suffix, again, it's not really an ikr, a din, it's a chumrah, because at the end of the day, he is keeping it, and he's not doing hataras nadarim. So since he doesn't do hataras, it's not actually removed, but still, it's like, it's a problem. So he never had it. Chutz mitam echad, except for one person who clearly was sincere about keeping his nazirus. What happened? Shabbat Lamin Adaram, a person came from the south. Yafei Naim Vatov Roi, because the Jewish still tell him. Actually, why it says to the south. What's the Chiddush that was from the south? Interesting. I don't know. He has beautiful eyes, he was good looking, and very long hair. Amarti Lo, so I said, Bini, Marit Lashachet Sar Nazir. Why are you cutting your hair? So, right, Nazir at the end of his Nazirus is cutting his hair. So, Amar Li Roi, I used to love Ibari. I was a shepherd, which is like a good shepherd for my father. Worked my father's business. Valakli Lishov Mayim in a Mayan. I went to draw water from the spring one time, and Istalki Bivuashali. And I looked at my reflection in the water, and my Yetzer Hara was surging over me, and he wanted to remove me, to go after my desires, and to go, right, to be with women, or whatever it is. Amarti lo, I said to my Yetzer Hara, Reka, you're good for nothing, Yetzer Hara. What are you getting involved with the world that's not yours? My Yetzer Hara, my Gashmi body, my physical body, the Gufani, you're going to be worms and maggots at the end of your life. Avoida, making a Shvua, a Galchal HaShemayim. It's usually a lashon of shuva, but here obviously probably means lashon of zeros, that I'm going to keep my hair and shave it at the end. Lashem Shemayim. Martin Nikasha Varosho, Shimon HaTzadik saw how much emes this yid had, and he kissed him on the head, and Marti Lo, Kamoscha, Yirbu, Nizirim, Beyisrael. That there should be many Nizirim like you. That no one else is Lishma. Nobody these days is Lishma. Thinking for other reasons, all their atonal reasons, but you are doing it Lishma. Alecha, Akasa, Vaymer, Ish, Kiyafli, Lindor, Neder, Lahazir, Nazir, Lashem. A person who says about you, a person who makes a Nazir is to abstain from the sake of Hashem. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Shimshon Lav, Nazir, Ava, Papasha, Shimshon was a Nazir. Because of a Haksi of Kinezer Elokim, yeah, Nar, Minabetan, it's going to be Kadosh Mirechem. And apparently Shimshon's father was told that he should make him a Nazir. So again, we're going to learn later on, and on Dav Chavches, that would become a Nazir. The father makes you a Nazir. So the Gemara points out, Azam Malach, no, the Malach says it, maybe he didn't actually have a Chiyuv to, that's the Machlokas tonight, whether or not he had a Chiyuv to continue that. So Gemara says, Minala and Debeit Melameisim, where do we know that Shimshon became Tamil Lameis? Ilem Medechsiv, Belechia Chamora, Kesei Elefish, that the draw of a donkey, Shimshon was able to kill 1,000 people. That's not a Zeraya. Dilma Gairi Gurubu of Nagabu. Maybe he threw them at them and he was able to kill them like that. And it was not a problem. Or maybe they're trying to point out, maybe it was Pikuach Nefesh. So that's not a raya that he would, and even if he did kill them, it was Pikuach Nefesh, so that's why he did it. He had a heter. Ela ma'acha, vayach mehem shloshim ishu yikach etzat kalit tzeim. He killed them, and then he took off their garments, what was on them, their valuables. So obviously, if he's a Nazir, he's not allowed to do that. So Dilma, so the Gemara says, there's an eshach and reisha vadar katlina, but maybe first, while they were still alive, he took their valuables, and then he killed them. But the Gemara says, no, because vayach vayikach tzeim. It says specifically, he first killed them, and then he took them afterwards, implies that he went and took them while their bodies were dead. Or so maybe not. Maybe Dilma goes to Shavinan. Maybe they were still alive and they were about to die, and he did it before they had died. Elag Margamila. Apparently, it's you're right, and that was a good answer to reject that raya. Rather, it's a halacha l'moshe misina that we assume that a Nazir Shimshon, that Shimshon himself rather had become tame. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Nazir Olam Hecha Ksiv Be'ez Hashem tomorrow with the Shabbos, and then Amir Hashem will pick up the recordings on Sunday.